Well, Coach, what a game, back and forth battle. You started, you had the lead, you led by seven a couple times in the first half, and you led 27 to or 30 to 23 with about 2 minutes left in the half after you got hot on three-pointers. But they ended the first half on a 6-0 run to tie it up at 30, and or excuse me, 7-0 run to tie it up at 30, and you were right at where you started. But overall, a pretty good first half for you, especially with Hunter Nicholas on the bench for quite a few minutes.
Yeah, I put him on the bench. You know, we had two, and thought, well, we'll see if we can weather the storm so he doesn't pick up that third one and have to play the second half a little shy. But you know, you never know now. Maybe you could have played him, maybe not, but we didn't, and we weathered the storm, and it was tied at halftime, like you say. And you know, I thought, you know, we shot all right. You know, Ryland banked the three in, whatever. So you know, things are going well when that happens, and other kids were hitting shots. So good start, and you know, I thought we did a good job guarding Church, especially. Laura, we struggled with down the middle. We just struggled moving our feet, and you know, we had tried a little bigger kid on him, put Reg on him, and he struggled. And you know, Laura's good. He's been playing for 4 years, I think, and doing his stuff. And at the end of the game, he's tough to have at the line. You know, we're trying to have other kids shoot him at the line, and you know, weren't able to do that. But nonetheless, you know, you're right there, but it doesn't help you get a win. You gotta find a way to win.
After a pretty good first half, you score the first points. Reggie had a basket to give you a 32-30 lead in the second half, but then they went on an 8-0 run, and but you're able to bounce back, but obviously not the start you wanted.
No, you know, that little run, it wasn't 17 points anyways, so that was good, you know, because then, you know, we remained in striking distance and got it, 40 all. It looks like we were tied at 40 again there, and seesawed really back and forth really the whole way, but just came up short at the end. And, you know, we rarely get to the line. You know, Hunter got there a little bit. I don't know if anyone else got there.
Was 2 for 4.
Yep, that's it. So we,
Caden was 1 for 2.
Yep. So we don't get there much. You know, they got there more, and that's in a ball game like this, that makes a big difference, you know, when points are tough to come by and you get to the line and get some free ones. But we don't get there much, and I thought Hunter got a couple on his wrist there in front of us a couple times, but no call, which is the way it goes. You just got to keep playing on, and but you know, we battled and just didn't come out on the right side again.
You led 52-51 with 5:23 left, but then went cold, only scored 2 points. Basket by Boyk was your only points, or a free throw by Boyk, excuse me, was the only point after that for a run, and you trailed 60-53. So it was I don't even know here, a 9-1 run, and that was the difference in the game.
Yep, there's our 17. They just came at different times, unfortunately. But, no, you know, time's running out. And, again, we only have 5 fouls on the board, and we're trying to get our kids to go get them, and they didn't quite get the message. You know, we have code words, whether it's red or pink, and they got to go get a steal or get a foul and put them at the line. But then we got to get, you know, we got to try to find someone other than Lord to foul. And he's had the ball, you know, and one time he inbound it and Reg didn't jump on him quick enough and he got it right back. And then you're in a tough spot, especially with the way they, you know, you don't have the 5 count now when you're dribbling the ball out top. So he could sit there and dribble it out. And, you know, he does that well. And he also, when we were dribbling by him, he picked us, you know, I think he had 3 picks on us out in the open floor, and we finally, you know, the kid's got to realize you can't dribble when he's around because he's going to pick you. He's just quick enough, and we dribble too high, and they need to, you know, keep the ball lower so he can't pick you, and that happened 3 times, and that's the way it looks, a difference in the ball game. You know, if you look at those 3 plays right there, well, that's a difference, and we missed a couple. You know, we had some rebounds, or Jack had a couple rebounds down low, and, you know, just instead of going up just normal and, you know, trying to put it back, he didn't and missed him. And I think Ryland had one. He took it in, had a nice drive, and then I don't know what happened on the shot, but he didn't finish that one either. And, you know, a lot of little things add up to 6 points in a hurry in a tight game, and we need to find a way to make those plays.
You trailed 62-54 with about a minute left. Hunter had a basket with about 40 seconds left. They missed the front end of a bonus, and then Isaac Tomford had a three with 13 seconds left to get you within three, so you're right there. But unfortunately, as you said, you had to foul Lohr, and he was able to make both free throws to solidify the win. But the guys kept battling until the end again.
Yeah, we, you know, Isaac hit that one, and I think it took us 7 seconds to go find a guy to foul. You know, I should have called a timeout, but I was going to let him play on and go get him, and they didn't go get him right away, and they got to be quicker to go, and that's just the way it goes.
And obviously a tough loss here, but you saw a lot of good things.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're in the game, unlike Monday night when Park, you know, scored whatever, 62 in the first half. So, but we got just little things, got to shore up little things. And, you know, a couple things, we had our cutters going through the lane sort of half-heartedly in the first half. And I said, if you just go hard, you'd beat that guy to that spot and get, you know, we get you the ball in a good spot. But we throw it, and we're going half-hearted, and they step through because they're going harder, and they steal it, and little things like that. We got to play with a little passion and make some things happen.
A lot of little things, which the good news is you can fix those little things, but you just got to continue to keep doing them.
Yep, it's a process, and they're working at it. And you know, our C team got a win, and they needed a win today, and JV got a nice win out here as well before the varsity game, and we wanted to get a sweep, but we let them down. The varsity let them down, and we got to get back to work. You know, we got three games next week, and two are Monday and Tuesday, so no time to practice. So we'll just go show up Monday, and Steven comes to town, and they scored 90 on Rozo last night, I see. So they're, you know, I watched them play against Warren the other night, and they didn't score 90, and Warren beat them, and they didn't shoot well, but I think they made like 17 threes, I heard, up at Rozo last night. So they got some kids who can shoot, and they got the big kid in the middle, and he's been playing well. So Hunter's going to have his work cut out for him there, and you know, we just got to play with a little more urgency all the time, and whether it's cutting to the ball or, you know, handling the ball, not getting picked out top, whatever it might be, all those things add up at the end of the night.
And as you said, a busy week. You had two games this week, a tough one against Park Rapids, a good game here against Wadena Deer Creek, and now you have three games next week, and it's hard to believe that you're getting right towards the end of the season. Yep. Here.
No, it's going quick, and especially when you have, you know, a bunch of games in a week, it really goes quick. So, you know, we got Steven Monday, Eastside Tuesday, and Thief on Friday. So the only maybe good thing is the kids don't have school Thursday and Friday. I don't know. Sometimes that's not good because they get out of rhythm, but they should be able to get good rest, you know, if they take care of themselves. And after Monday and Tuesday, I'm thinking they'll be a little tired, and but then we got to get ready, you know, at the end of the week for a battle up at Thief. And, you know, we know what happened when they played a similar game to this, you know, back and forth down to the end. So they have to be ready, but they'll have to be ready Monday, do a little mental preparation, watch a little film on Stephen Argyle on Huddle, and see what we can do with them.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Big week coming up. Stephen Argyle, East Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, and wish you best of luck.
Yep, thank you, Chris.
Thank you. That is the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Greg Garmon.